From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
And I'm Chad Beater.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
Welcome to Defrag Tools. Andrew, what is on tap for today?
We're continuing the Windows Performance Toolkit series. Today is drivers.
So, nice.
The driver data collection has been around for a long time. And it just lets you work out where drivers are running slow. So it's not actually that complex as far as doing it, because it's only one word. The script, which one is it? Drivers. So all there is the standard ones on the front. What we do is we grab profiles so that at the same time you know what CPU usage is being used. Mm-hmm. And the keyword is drivers. You'll notice that there's no stack keyword. There's no stacks associated with this guy. And so, simple as just run it. What I'm going to do is a virus scan, because that's a good example of something that's going to use a lot of driver type traffic rather than, I mean, obviously it's going to use the disk, but it's going to think about using the disk and stuff like that. And so, stop. Now I'm actually going to show you XPerf View first, because it actually has a really cool graph for this, and I think it's a really quick way of seeing what's going on. So I'm just going to get rid of the computation one. So here's the profile one, so this is all the CPU power being used. And we'll get rid of all these other ones and just have driver delays, which is what the driver graph made. And what you've got here is the time in each driver. And so currently, the reason I like this guy for a very quick look, not really for a data look, but just for a quick look, is you can set thresholds to say, don't show me anything unless it took 50 milliseconds. And so you can see this tree of amount of usage. The default for 100 milliseconds is a really good default. If it's over 100 milliseconds, that's pretty bad. A request shouldn't be using more than 100 milliseconds.
And what are the kinds of scenarios where this would take a long time, where you'd see delays in drivers? Antivirus?
Yeah, antivirus is a really good example. I've seen a lot of cases where antivirus is the cause. You can look at things like compression, can use a lot of CPU power up.
Right.
And then also the disk itself. So this is not the CPU power, and that's the thing you've got to kind of remember about this. I could have no CPU power at the top and still have a bad graph at the bottom. It's the request going into the kernel, which is the I/O request, and then it coming back. Well, it could have gone to disk and waited for 5 minutes. It could have gone to the network and waited 5 minutes. If the request was pending that entire time, unsatisfied, then that's how long it took. So it's basically, it's like a read file. If you go read file and it takes a long time, well, that's bad. I don't care why it took a long time, whether it was 100% CPU power, whether you're on the network, whether you're on the disk, it was just taking a long time. And so you get this pyramid of drivers. So what you see here is pairs, and see these two are in roughly the same time, scope. And you can see that they both say 139. And what happens is it goes into one driver, and then it gets passed into another driver, and then another driver. And sometimes you get, I don't know how lucky I'm going to be here, but let's set the delay really small.
So are there some devices or drivers that take longer than others?
Antivirus is the big obvious one. Yep. It's going to have to think, right? And so if you're scanning a file that's a text file, it's going to do that in milliseconds. If you're scanning a file that's a DLL, then it actually has to go and look for the virus signatures in that bit stream, right? There's this little thing on the side that expands out. I'm trying to look for one where it's a bit deeper, but it looks like the only ones I've got, there's like anti-kernel by itself and some class plug and play, which is to do with USB and stuff. But what I was looking for is deeper ones. So sometimes you'll go to like four or five drivers deep, and you get this pyramid shape, right? So let's have a look at it. It's a very easy way of going, is it bad or not? You open it up. The default, as I said, is 100 milliseconds. If you have anything on the graph, that's something to be concerned with. These three were a bit slow, right? Because I see NTFS on the top, I would then go look at the disk graphs, which I didn't capture. Normally when you do this, you do a bigger capture. You'll get the disk counters, the file counters, the registry counters, all those at the same time. and then just use driver delay as a quick indicator, quick analysis technique to know that something's going wrong. So let's look at the data instead. And we'll use WPA for that instead. So it's actually hidden away a bit. It's under system activity and device IO right here. So this is a slightly different way of looking at it. And that's why I kind of like the other way first, because it's a bit more tree. And so this is over time sideways, where the other one will stack them on top of each other sideways. Mm-hmm. So you get this more of a pyramid shape in ExpertView, where this way is a squishing of saturation.
And the reason, do you want to talk about why that pyramid shape is like that? I mean, the driver stacks.
Yeah, well, actually, you're the kind of guy, so.
Right. So essentially, anytime you talk to a device, you are making an I/O request to the Windows I/O subsystem, mm-hmm. right? And so the way that we track a particular I/O request through the subsystem is with an I/O request packet,
which is a column.
Which we've talked about ERPs before, right? So each device on your system, you don't just, you know, for example, if you want to read a file off disk, there's a lot more involved than just the disk. Mm-hmm. You've got a file system, you've got a disk controller, you've got a bus controller, you've got the disk itself, and each of those has its own device driver. Mm-hmm. So there's this stack that you have to go down through before that I/O gets from, you know, the application that's requesting the data all the way through all the relevant pieces of hardware that I/O goes through.
Mm. I think it's important to know that it's a stack of configuration, not a stack of thread execution. It's not as if it's like a traditional stack to do with a
not
thread.
Not like a call stack.
It's we have to go through these drivers to achieve this. Right.
Right.
Now, yes, it's done on a single thread, but the device stack keyword is about configuration, not about thread execution.
Yeah. Well, in some cases, I think it doesn't necessarily come on the single thread.
Yeah, it can move around.
It can, you know, there can be callbacks and things, right?
Yeah.
So, so it's not a stack like a call stack like we see in the debugger. It's more of a logical device stack. And so the reason why that's implemented, we have to have a data structure to keep track of of what that stack looks like, what drivers are in it, what the request is, and where we are in the course of processing that request, and that's what the ERP is. And so what you see here is you see that all the drivers that are involved in processing that request, and as the particular request goes down through, obviously, if you measure from the topmost driver, it's going to take the longest, and then each subsequent one as we go down takes a shorter time, and so that's why we talk about that pyramid shape.
Yeah, and of course, if it's skewed, say it's got, you know, it's flat at the front, and then it gets wide at the end. Well, you know, well, this guy, everybody was able to pass it down, and then it was the processing coming up that took a long time. If it's skewed on the end, then you know that it was the processing the other way around, where it took effort to go down, and then it flew back up. The returns.
So that pyramid shape is fairly important for diagnostics.
Yeah, which is why I like ExpertView, because it is, you can get to it here. It's just not as immediately visible. And actually, there is a trick to making this look kind of the same as the other one. So you know how we had that delay threshold? That doesn't exist right here, right now. And you actually notice that some of these durations are up in the 9 trillion, billion, exabyte, whatever it is.
That's a long time.
Yeah, so it's... it's actually just the current time. It's requests that either were already in flight and finished at inside the trace, or started inside the trace but never finished outside the trace. So we want to get rid of those. And we've never actually done this in the series, so I thought this is a good episode, because that's really all there is to device management. So I thought I'd go through the advanced features of WPA. So when you open up the editor to change around columns, there's this advanced tab. And this is kind of like process monitor. You can actually add filtering to it. And so what I'm going to do is hide rows. And so all those big 90 billion ones, I don't want them. So if the duration is greater than 10, now you'll notice it goes red at the bottom. It says a unit of time is required. It actually, WPA knows the data type. And so in this case, I have to put an S on it to say this represents seconds, right? And so that will make it happy. So if I add that to the graph, you'll notice that all those 90 ones went away. And we can do the same thing in reverse. The other XPerf was showing us, how do I get another one? duration is
less than,
and we'll say 100 milliseconds, so 0.1 seconds.
Can you type 100 ms? Does it understand? It does.
It does. It wants ms. Okay. So now it's going to bring us down to a little window, and so the shortest one. Actually, I don't think that worked because we lost the.
Maybe it doesn't.
I replaced the other one.
Oh.
How do I get another one?
Oh.
I can only have one.
There's two of them in there.
Oh, there's two in there. Anyway, high res. Anyway, the point is you can put a filter. I'm not an expert at that. But, so that's really all there is to the analysis. What you do is you look at each driver and then say, well, this guy's got really hot stuff. Why is FileSnap doing this? The editor defaults to sum. We want to change that to max, so it's easier to work out. And so and sort by max. And so you can say, well, that was the longest call.
So the trick here is if you see a particular driver that seems to be have very long durations,
yeah,
then you know that's an area for investigation.
And that's where the pyramid matters, because if you're at the top of the tree, you're the victim. You're not the cause. All right. And so what you can do is find something that's a long period. And actually, I've got a better example, which I captured last night, that has a nice long call in it. Where are we? And so this one, let's do that advanced thing again. It makes it easier.
So just to kind of reiterate that, I think that just because you see a driver here that has long times doesn't necessarily mean that driver was the problem, because that driver may have been waiting for an underlying driver in the stack lower down that was really the source of the delays.
Precisely. And so if we sort by this guy, there is a filter manager call that took 224 milliseconds. So it's above 100 milliseconds, which is considered to be bad. And so there it is, and the start time is here and the end time is here, and it's very faint, but it highlights the period in here. If I actually right click in here and go zoom, we're now looking in that area. And so filter manager's up top, and that big black bar is this one call, right? And during this call, here's all the other calls. So VolSnap got called a lot of times. You can see how all these line up, those in the shape kind of lines up. Mm-hmm. Well, that's obviously they call each other in the stack, right? It's kind of like a DNA graph a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so this guy's running really long at the top. And so what we can do is look at this a different way and go, well, let's assume that, computation. Let's assume that this was a CPU issue, right? And lo and behold, at the same time as this guy waiting, the CPU was through the roof, right? And it was, we're looking at the tooltip, it was MSMPN, which is antivirus, right? And so the stack that went down was blocked. It doesn't mean that that thread was blocked. He can easily queue work to other threads to go do it, and that's how antivirus works. It hits a driver, a driver that says, we have work to do in this file, puts it into a scan queue, which is a completely different thread, and then that thread does the work, finishes, completes it, and comes back. In this case, those threads are made by MSMPeng, and so what we can do is drill into that. And so during this time, we can say what was MSMPeng doing. See, it's really hot at comparative to everybody else. Remember, I zoomed into that one request. So this is the CPU happening at that one request. I could slice and dice it by CPU. I don't really care. I don't care which thread the work was scheduled to, which CPU the thread was executed to. I just care that the work was done. But that really was what a delay is. And so if I scroll down here, and go wide, surprise, surprise, MSMP Eng is running hot in a DLL. And so you know that there was a request at this time, and then correlating to that request, CPU went up to the roof, and MSMP Eng was doing work. And then when the CPU dropped off, lo and behold, the IO request finished, and then there you're done. So the important thing to know is the correlation between the stack and the CPU isn't guaranteed. It could be a wait on the wire. This is why we have to look at disk queues and everything else. But to just know that there's an issue, you can just purely look at driver delay.
If this was a network call, instead of seeing MPEng, you know, using a lot of CPU at this time, we might not see anything using the CPU at this time. We might just see threads waiting. Mm. So then you can, we're just waiting for the network.
Right? Yeah, and then you can use weight analysis for that. So weight analysis will show, right, hey, why did this stack finally clear? And you'll see that it has, say it was a 2 second delay, you'll see a wait of 2 seconds, and it will show you that this stack finally woke up the ERP to return it. And then you might say, well, that stack was a disk thread or a network thread or something, and that's what caused it. And that's really is to disk analysis. It's one of those, oh, so driver analysis. It's one of those things where it's an awareness tool. There's no stacks associated with it, right? Because there is no, as I said, the idea of a device stack doesn't match to a thread stack. Yes, a thread's executing it, but you use the computation graph and various other graphs to work out who was actually doing the work. You use the driver graph to decide is there or is there not an issue on your box. So if you just profile your box for 10 minutes, playing anything normal, if you see anything over 100, put a little bit of effort into it. If you see anything over a second, put a lot of effort into it. That's well and truly past the point. Yeah. So a device call, I mean, if you think about it in UI terms, this is blocking a UI call, or this is blocking an application, right? And so this would be a bad redraw period of an app. Anything that's on this graph is risky, will cause a UI jam.
Or a long file read for a delay during app launch, for example. Yeah. When you go to launch an app, we scan all those DLLs for viruses. You see the CPU usage associated with that.
Yeah. And if you wanted, you could be pedantic and you could go through multiple antivirus vendors and find out who's running the fastest.
Who's the fastest.
Or you could just use Microsoft, which is free. It's also half decent.
So, nice.
That's it for the day.
All right. That's the show for this week. If you have questions, just email us at defragtools@microsoft.com. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.